read newspapers much anymore, and you know what I miss about newspapers most? And it's not the news, it's the comic strips. One of my favorites is Calvin and Hobbes, and I think it's just because there's a cat in it. Calvin is a six-year-old boy, if you're familiar with it. Calvin is six, and he has a stuffed tiger named Hobbes, and they go everywhere and they do everything together. One of my favorites is when Calvin is at home and he comes into the living room. His mother is in her chair with her morning coffee, and she looks over at Calvin, and she is, you can see, quite amused on her face because he is wearing something that normally he wouldn't wear. He came out of his bedroom with a space helmet on, a cape draped around his neck and shoulders that went all the way down to the floor. In one hand, he had a flashlight, and in the other hand, he had a bat, a baseball bat. And she said, "What's up, Calvin? What's going on?" And he says, "Well, I'm getting ready." And she said, "Well, what are you getting ready for?" And he replied, "Well, I'm getting ready for anything that might come my way. I need to be prepared." And the mom looks at the reading audience and she says, "I need one of those suits." Some days we feel like that, don't we? We just need a suit to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Well, I don't have any suits for everybody today, but I do have some words, some comforting words from Jesus for us to store in our hearts and remember and take with us and take out when we need them, that Jesus gives us his peace. This text is a continuation from last week. If you remember, even though we are post-Easter, we are doing a flashback and we are remembering when Jesus was having the Last Supper in the upper room with his disciples. And he has a long discourse of things he needs to say to them before he leaves them. And this is one of them. Chapter 14 is one of my favorite chapters, and it opens with these beautiful words. "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Those are important words for us almost every day. Do not let your hearts be troubled, because guess what? There is trouble. Trouble is out there. Trouble can be in here. Trouble can be everywhere we go. And so what is Jesus saying? He's saying that we can overcome our troubles. He is giving us something very important to overcome those troubles, and that is the gift of himself. In a couple of weeks, we're going to celebrate Pentecost, and that is the coming of the Holy Spirit into believers. And we are those believers. Jesus is leaving us his Spirit, his Comforter. And he reminds us that this is a big gift, because his peace is not like the peace that the world gives, is what he says. And I got to thinking about that. I thought, okay, what is the peace that the world gives? What is it that they give us that we can be at peace? And I thought about it, and I thought, okay, well, you know, I think of warring countries, and they have peace treaties. Those don't last very long, do they? You know that there's never been a peace treaty that hasn't been broken in the world? What does that mean? And then there's, you know, what we do to have peace in our lives, what we go after, what we have around us that gives us peace, like family. You know, there's the comfort of family and friends that we surround ourselves with to bring us peace. Material possessions sometimes can give us that kind of peace. Travel, going places, getting away, going on vacation. Ah, time away, peace. Nothing like those things, right? Where I think about the peace of just being at home. In your favorite chair, watching your favorite program, or reading your favorite book. Yeah, peace. Lovely. But guess what? Those kinds of ideas of peace, those kinds of things are all external, aren't they? And because they are external, that means that they are temporary and that they can be taken away at any time. Our loved ones, our possessions, our homes, our comfortable chair, all those things that seem to give us peace in our lives can be gone just like that. So where is it that we get our peace? It's got to be internal, my friends. And that's where Jesus comes in. That's what Jesus has for us today, to remind us of the peace that passes all understanding, that peace that can't be taken away, that peace that lives on eternally in us in the form of himself. I love these words about what Jesus says. He says that, my Father and I, we will come to you and we will make our home with you. Isn't that a cool thought? That the Father and the Son come in and live inside of us and they are at home. They make their house there. Now, the humorous side of me started to think about, well, how would Jesus decorate? If he's making his home inside my heart, what kind of decorator is he? What's he interested in? Is he modern? Is he a minimalist? I'm kind of thinking he's a minimalist, right? He doesn't get attached to possessions. And I'm pretty sure that there are wood floors, because he is a carpenter. Lots of wood. Yeah, Jesus makes his home in us. That's comforting. Last Tuesday, do you remember last Tuesday? You remember the driving rain, the horizontal rain, the wind that came? And I told my coffee friends on Wednesday that when I asked Alexa what the winds were that day, she said monsoon. They were. It was a tough day. And I noticed outside on my patio, there's a little corner of the patio that is sheltered from the northwest wind that day. And inside the corner of that patio, if you looked really closely out of the glass, you could see there was a little robin down there. And this mama, I'm thinking it was a mama robin. I don't know if she lost her nest or got thrown out of the nest, but she was huddled down in there in the corner of my patio all day, trying to keep dry, trying to keep out of the wind that was just roaring that day. Well, guess who saw the robin perched down in our patio? My cats, Fred and George. And they thought that that was great TV watching, you know. They watched this bird, but this bird was not afraid of these cats peering at her through the window. She was just huddled down in there, and she was waiting out that storm. She wasn't going to go anywhere. She was just content to be there in a place that was safe, in a place that was out of the wind and out of the rain. And it was okay. She wasn't going to let anything bother her. That was external. And that's kind of a peaceful place to be. And I think about that. When you and I are facing storms of life, we need a place of shelter like that to go to, don't we? And you just want to get there, and you just want to pull the covers up over your head and not think about what's going on and not allow your heart to be troubled. And we don't have to allow our hearts to be troubled. Because we have inner peace. And his name is Jesus. He comes in and lives inside of us. And did you know that you can go to that place anytime, anywhere? In your mind, wherever you are, in your car, at school, at work, at home, experiencing whatever, you can go to that place in your mind, that home, and Jesus is waiting there for you. Just picture it in your mind's eye. Jesus has a favorite chair that he sits in, inside your heart. He's got your favorite beverage waiting for you. And he says, come and sit down. He's got an extra chair next to him. Come and sit down. And he says, tell me about it. Tell me about what's going on. Because I sense that you are troubled. I sense that you're not at peace. So let's talk about it. Just let it all out. And he listens. Jesus is a great listener. He doesn't interrupt. He doesn't want to tell his story in the midst of your story. He just listens. And he nods his head that he's listening. And he makes eye contact with you. So you know that he's there with you. And after you let it all out, and after you've told the whole mess, and he says, you know what? I've got this. I've got this. So I want you to give all of that to me. And I want you to have a gift in return. My peace. My shalom. You know, when that Hebrew word shalom is said, it's more than just peace. Peace be with you. Did you know that it is a wish for well-being, a wish for content in your life? So when someone wishes you shalom, they are giving you a blessing. And that is what Jesus does. He puts his hand on top of your head and he says, shalom, my little one. Shalom, my beloved. I've got this. You go now. And the next time, anytime you have troubles, you come to me. I've got this chair waiting. I'll be here. I'll be listening. And in exchange for whatever you give me, I will give you peace. That peace, my friends, is much better than a space helmet, a baseball bat, a cape, and a flashlight, isn't it? I agree. We could picture ourselves in that chair beside you, Father.